heading number 24, Gnan rescues those drowning in the ocean of life. Questioner: can one see his past faults by remembering them? The other Shri says, past faults can only be seen by focusing the awareness of the self on a specific topic such as anger, greed, pride, etc., and not by recalling them through memory. You have to work hard to try and recall them. They need to be recalled because they have become obscured and hidden and veiled and buried. If you had some problems with Chandulal and you did his pratikraman, Chandulal's presence will be there. You need to apply this awareness, Jagruti. In this path of Akram, Vignan, it is not necessary to draw upon memory. Recollection of events is dependent upon memory. Whatever events come to mind spontaneously are there for you to do pratikraman. They come so that you can purify them. Have you not already made the decision that you do not want any worldly things when you say in your prayer in the ninth column or in the Charanvidhi, I do not want any temporary thing of this life except for the experience of the Absolute Self? Despite this, why do you keep remembering certain things? Page 87. For that, you must continue your pratikraman. Understand that despite doing pratikraman, if you remember things, it means that they are pending and require more pratikraman. It is because of your attachment and abhorrence that you remember things. If they did not come to mind, you would forget the mistakes you have made. Why do you remember the people you met in passing? Why do you not remember the people you met in passing, but why you remember the loved ones who are now dead? It is because you have some pending attachment, raga. Doing pratikraman will dissolve this attachment. Desires come to you because you have not done pratyakhyan, and past events come to your mind because you have not done pratikraman. Questioner: is pratikraman to be done for the ownership claimed? Dadashri: for ownership you have to do pratyakhyan. For the mistakes, there is pratikraman. Questioner: even after doing pratikraman, if the same mistake comes to mind, does it mean that we are not free from that mistake? Dadashri: the mistakes are like the layers of an onion. As you peel the outer layer of an onion, there is yet another layer beneath. These faults have many layers. With each pratikraman you do, one layer is shed. In this way, when you do 100 or more pratikramans, the fault will eventually go. Some faults will go away after 5 pratikramans, and some may require more. A mistake requires as many pratikramans as the number of layers it has. The longer it takes for pratikraman, the bigger and the heavier the mistake. Questioner: explain what you mean, please, Dada, when you say that which comes to mind needs pratikraman and whatever desires come require pratyakhyan. On page 88, Dadashri replies, when it comes to mind, you should understand that the event is still very sticky and the pratikramans will free you from it. Questioner: should we do pratikraman as many times as it comes to mind? Dadashri: yes, that many times. You should keep the intent of pratikraman. For them to come to mind requires time. Do you remember the mistakes in the night? Questioner replies, they come depending upon certain circumstances. Dadashri: yes, because of the circumstances. Questioner: and what about desires? Dadashri: a desire is where your internal tendencies become evident. The intent that you had previously made is now surfacing again, and so here you need to do pratyakhyan. The resolution never to repeat the error again. Questioner: Dada, During such times you tell us to say, it should not be like this, and this is not mine. Do we say this every time? Dadashri, you have to do pratyakhyan in the following manner. This is not mine. I am surrendering everything. I had invited all these things in ignorance, but today they are not mine, so I am surrendering them through my mind, speech and body. Now I do not want anything. I had invited this temporary happiness in my ignorant state. Today this temporary happiness is not mine, and therefore I am surrendering it. The whole intention, bhav, behind akram vignan is to do shoot on sight pratikraman. This is the foundation upon which akram vignan stands. Page 89. In reality, no one is making mistakes. If you become instrumental, a nimit, in hurting someone, recall that person's pure soul, shuddhatma, which is completely separate from that person's dravya karma, effect karma, no karma, neutral karma, and bhav karma, the karmas that sow seeds and charge for the next life, and do pratikraman. Questioner. But should you say all this when you do pratikraman, Dadashri? No, it is not necessary. Make it short. Make it a phone call. Make a phone call to the pure soul of the opponent and say, I have made this mistake. Please forgive me. Moreover, you should do pratikraman for all the people in your home. Each day do pratikraman for your father, mother, brother and sister, and even for your extended family members, because these are the people with whom you have very sticky karmic accounts. So if you do pratikraman for your family for 1 hour, starting from everyone close to you, followed by the ones who are in the extended family, and then going back to 2 to 3 generations by recalling them, you will destroy your most intense pap sins. Their minds will become clean towards you. You must do this for all your close relatives. If you cannot sleep at night, you should do pratikraman in this manner. When you start doing pratikraman in this manner, the film will continue. When that happens, you will feel tremendous bliss, so much so that it will overflow. During the time of pratikraman, you are in the state of the pure self, shuddh atma, and there is no interference from anything or from anyone. Who does the pratikraman? Chandulal does the pratikraman. And for whom does he do the pratikraman? He does pratikraman for his whole family. He recalls all his extended family to do pratikraman. The self is the witness of the process. It does nothing. There is no other interference, dakhal, and therefore the focused awareness, upiyog, is also pure. Page 90. Many years ago, I made some people do pratikraman in my presence for mistakes related to sexual thoughts and acts, vishay vikar acts. They all went into it so deeply that they simply could not stop. The pratikraman continued even when they went home. Even during sleep and even while eating, their pratikraman continued. This continued to take place day and night. Then I had to stop it for them. Even when they wanted to stop the pratikraman, it would not stop. Once this machinery of pratikraman is set in motion, it will continue on its own. You have to tell Chandu Bhai to continue doing pratikraman for the entire family and all the people he has hurt. Chandu Lal must do pratikraman for the countless lives before in which he had committed mistakes related to rag, attachment, and abhorrence, dvesh, and all matters of sexuality, vishay. Taking one person at a time, the pratikraman must be done in the way I have shown you. After that, with the same focused awareness, shuddha upyog, pratikraman must be done for the neighbors too. After doing this, your burden will lessen. If you hurt someone and he makes a note of it, then your mind will not find true rest until the effect of your hurt is erased by your pratikraman towards him. I myself have done this with the entire world, and that is why I am free. As long as you see mistakes in me, I do not have peace. So whenever I do pratikraman in this manner, everything gets erased. Do lots of pratikramans for all the people you have harassed and hurt. Whenever you have free time, take an hour or so recalling each person and do their pratikraman. This is a sure way for the gnan to grow and blossom. After this, with Dada Bhagwan as your witness, take all the religions and their religious heads and do pratikraman for any negative comments or criticisms you have made, instigated or others to make them in this life and in the past life and in the past calculable lives and then in the past infinite lives. Ask for the energy not to repeat any such transgression against them in the slightest degree. Page 91. Before Gnan, I had a very strong ego. I used to criticize people and was so disrespectful to them, but at the same time I used to be full of praise for them. I would criticize one and praise another. After 1958, when I became a Gnani, I told A.M. Patel, "Wash away all the contempt you had towards others. Put soap on it and wash it off." After that, I recalled each and every person I had treated with contempt, tiraskar, including neighbors, uncles, aunts, and in-laws. I had treated so many people with contempt, so I washed them off. Questioner: did you do pratikraman in your mind or did you ask for forgiveness personally? Dadashri: I told Ambalal that he had done a lot of things that were wrong. I told him that I could see them all and that he should wash away all his wrong deeds. I told Ambalal that he should not forget Chandubai and all the disrespect and verbal abuse he directed at him. I described all this in detail to him and instructed him to do pratikraman and speak in the following manner. Dear Shuddhatma Bhagwan, who is completely separate from the mind, the speech and the body of Chandubai and his bhav karma, dravya karma and no karma, dear Shuddhatma Bhagwan of Chandubai, I am asking for forgiveness for all errors committed towards Chandubai. I am asking this in the presence of Dada Bhagwan. I will never repeat such faults again. Do the pratikraman in this manner and you will notice a change in the other person's face. You do the pratikraman here and the changes will be taking place over there within him. Page 92. My books became clean only after we, that is file number 1, doing the pratikraman under the guidance of the awakened self within the Gnani Purush. My books became clean only after we did so much washing. For countless lives, we, meaning the Gnani Purush and the fully enlightened Lord within, have done this, and that is why finally I am free and liberated. I am showing you this way also. So free yourself quickly. You should do pratikraman so that you can become free from the liability of these faults. In the beginning, after Gnan, people used to attack me and question my integrity. But later, they got tired of doing this because I never retaliated. If I had retaliated, they would have continued to attack me. This world will not let anyone attain liberation, so you should be careful and conduct yourself with awareness, jagruti, avoiding any conflicts whatsoever. At least try doing pratikraman and then witness the changes of the people in your household. There will be a magical change and there will be a tremendous change in the effects also. As long as there is a tendency to see faults in others, there will be no peace of mind. When you do pratikraman, all the faults will be erased. You should do pratikraman for every file that has become sticky due to attachment, rag and abhorrence, dvesh. Keep a focused awareness, upyog jagruti, and then proceed to do pratikraman to clear everything. Files due to attachment, rag, definitely need pratikraman. If you are sleeping on a nice comfortable mattress, but there was some grit on it, would it not bother you until you cleared it off? In the same manner, pratikraman is called for when things bother you within. Pratikraman needs to be done only where there is an inner signal of conflict, asur. And whatever bothers you and whatever bothers the other person, he too will do the same. Everyone has different kinds of pratikraman. Page 93. If you have done atikraman towards anyone, then you should do pratikraman all day in his name. When both parties do pratikraman, they can become free of faults much quicker. If both do 5,000 pratikramans or more, then things can be resolved faster. However, if the other person does not do any pratikraman, you will have to do 10,000 pratikraman in order to be free. Questioner: It bothers me if something like this remains pending, Dada. Dadashri: Do not carry around such a burden. Instead, sit down one day for an hour and do collective pratikraman for all your faults towards whomever you did atikraman. Do not go around with the weight of an unfinished task. Such knowledge about pratikraman has never before been disclosed to the world. The world has never read or even heard of such knowledge before. What happens when I make people sit and do pratikraman? One is made to recall the error and the mistake from childhood onwards and wash them off with pratikraman by seeing the pure soul of the person against whom the mistake was committed. In doing such pratikraman that takes a couple of hours, a large portion of your major mistakes are erased. Then the pratikraman process is repeated, this time recalling the more subtle sukshma mistakes, followed by the subtlest sukshmatar. Then practically all mistakes are wiped off. In the 2-hour session of pratikraman, all the mistakes of this life are washed off. When you make a firm decision not to repeat such faults again, that is considered pratyakhyan. When you sit down to do pratikraman, you will experience the nectar from within and you will feel very light and blissful. Are you doing pratikraman? Do you feel light, a sense of freedom when you do so? Are you doing pratikraman intensely? Recall everyone and do their pratikraman. Start digging and looking for your mistakes and do pratikraman. As you start, you will recollect your mistakes and you will begin to see everything clearly. If you kicked someone 8 years ago, you will see that incident too. How do these events come into your recollection when otherwise they do not come, even if you were to try to recall them? The moment you begin your pratikraman, a link is established. Have you tried even once to do pratikraman for your whole life? Questioner: yes, once I had, on page 94. Dadashri: still, when you come to see the roots of your major mistakes, you will experience a lot of bliss. If you do not feel bliss when you do pratikraman, it means that you have not learned to do it properly. A person is not human when atikraman occurs, aggression occurs, and he does not feel any sorrow or remorse. A person is not human when there is atikraman and he does not feel any remorse and sorrow for it. Questioner: what root of our major mistake are you talking about, Dada? Dadashri: before, you could not see any mistakes at all, could you? The mistakes you see now are your tangible mistakes. You will see even beyond this level. Questioner: are we talking about the subtle, the sukshma, very subtle, sukshmatar, and the extremely subtle levels, sukshmatam levels? Dadashri: you will continue to see your mistakes. When you do pratikraman for your entire life, you are neither in the state of liberation nor are you in this worldly life. When you do pratikraman, you are actually watching a documentary of your past. During this time, there are no interruptions from your mind, your intellect, your chitta, your ego. The mind is that which produces thoughts. The intellect is the buddhi, which sees profits and losses in the world. The chit is that which sees scenes, and the ego is that which asserts that I am Chandulal, I am John, and I am the doer. On page 95, your entire internal mechanism of mind, intellect, chit, and ego is silent. During that time, only prajna, the direct force of the self, the energy of the self, is working. The pure self is not doing anything whatsoever. Page 95. When mistakes are made and they are not recognized in alert awareness, they become concealed and build up in layers. These layers will continue to grow, and at the time of death, a summation of all these mistakes takes place in the final hour. It is because of the light of Gnan, the knowledge of the self, that you are presently able to see the mistakes committed in the past. It has nothing to do with memory. Questioner: does pratikraman have any effect on the soul, the pure self? Dadashri: no effect whatsoever can touch the self. There is no effect on the self. There is absolutely no doubt that the self exists. It reigns beyond the boundaries of memory, and that is why you are able to go beyond the memory. The self is the storehouse of infinite energy, Anant Shakti. This infinite energy is called Prajna Shakti, which can break through all the layers from the core of the earth. By doing pratikraman, you become filled with a sense of freedom, and that freedom is the freedom from all attachment, rag, and abhorrence, dvesh. All animosity is naturally broken, and it does not matter if the other person is not there for your pratikraman. Your pratikraman does not require his presence or endorsement. When you committed the mistake, no witness was present. You commit most of the mistake against people in their absence anyway. In essence, although their very presence has precipitated these mistakes and their unfolding, they have not endorsed them. The endorsement came from your internal attachment and abhorrence, your rag, your dvesh. Someday, if you are sitting alone and you start to do pratikraman, the experience of the self as capital will begin to solidify from within. The taste will arise. This is the experience of the self. Page 96. When you begin to see everyone in your family as faultless, nirdosh, then you will know that your pratikraman is true. People definitely are faultless, are flawless. The whole world is flawless. You are bound by your own mistakes, not by theirs. When you understand this, you will be able to resolve everything. Questioner: It is absolutely resolved in my mind that this whole world is faultless. Dadashri: That is called your conviction. It has come into your conviction that the world is faultless. But how much of this is in your experience? It is not that easy. You can say that it has come into your experience, anubhav. When you maintain this conviction, pratiti, even when mosquitoes, bedbugs and snakes surround you, this conviction, this pratiti will remain. When you see faults in anyone, it is your own mistake. You yourself are at fault. And for that you must do pratikraman. In my conviction and experience, the world is faultless, and this is evident in my conduct. You, however, do not have the same experience. You still see faults in the world. You have to do pratikraman when someone does something wrong to you, because you see him as being at fault. Questioner: Does atikraman ever occur if one remains in the awareness of his pure self? Dadashri: Yes, you can have atikraman as well as pratikraman. If you feel that you did not stay as the pure self, in your pure awareness, and went off on the wrong track and started seeing the world with the eyes of Chandulal, then you should do pratikraman for losing the awareness as the self. Taking the wrong path is a waste of time and energy, but there are no repercussions from this because it does not hurt others, and so pratikraman is not necessary. You still have one more life to go, so you need not worry about this for the time being. But those who absolutely want to remain in their awareness, Jagruti, should do pratikraman. Page 97. I rarely ever use this vidhi, special spiritual ceremony by the Gnani Purush. In Aurangabad, I did a vidhi to wash away mistakes of countless past lives of Mahatmas. It was an hour-long vidhi of pratikraman in which everyone's ego was dissolved. I used to do this vidhi of pratikraman once a year. There were about 300 people or more that wept intensely after the vidhi. All their internal enemies were dissipated, and even the husbands prostrated at the feet of their wives and asked for forgiveness. The bondage of so many lives was washed away. In Aurangabad, a major vidhi had to be performed each year to cleanse the minds of Mahatmas and their relative selves. The very moment this vidhi was performed, everyone was purified and cleansed. They were not even aware of what confessions they made in their letters to me, but they would write down everything. The moment they confessed to me, they surrendered to me and became one with me, and as a result, their inner strength grew. After your confession, I would come to know your faults, and I would continue to do vidhi for those faults. In the present time cycle, is there any shortage of any faults and mistakes? In this time cycle, you are the one at fault if you look at other people's faults. You should be looking at other people's positive qualities, not their mistakes. What virtues does he have? In this age, there will be no virtues left. Those with virtues are elevated Mahatmas. All those close to us and those in proximity of us have been with us in past lives and are together with us even now. They are considered our spiritual colleagues. It is with these very people that we have bound vengeance, enmity over previous lifetimes. If both the sides did pratikraman, their accounts would clear very quickly. Do not forget anyone. Do not forget anyone. Vengeance, revenge, enmity is bound more strongly with spiritual aspirants who are your colleagues. And if you do direct face-to-face pratikramans, your faults and mistakes will be washed away. This is the kind of pratikraman we did in Aurangabad. Such pratikraman has never been done before anywhere else in the world. Page 98. Questioner. Everyone, including the aristocrats, were crying, Dada, Dadashri. Yes, what happened in Aurangabad was amazing. They all wept intensely. Even just one such pratikraman done throughout an entire lifetime would be adequate. Questioner, where else would you find such prominent people crying? It takes a very rare person to make them cry. Dadashri, you're right. They did cry a lot. Questioner, that was the first time I witnessed so many prominent people crying so openly. Dadashri, they cried openly and fell at the feet of their wives. You must have been there. Did you see all that? Questioner, yes, I have never seen anything quite like this before. Dadashri, it could never be anywhere else. Nowhere else is there such an akram vignan and such pratikraman. There is nothing like this. Questioner, and nowhere else is there such a dada. Dadashri, yes, nowhere else is there such a dada. Not having done true alochana, confession, is what becomes an obstacle to liberation, moksha. There is no problem with the mistakes. With true alochana, no problems will remain. Alochana has to be done to a Jnani Purush who is all powerful and filled with energy. Have you ever confessed your faults in this way? Who would you confess to? Without doing alochana, there is no liberation. Without alochana, who will forgive you? The Jnani Purush can fulfill all one's wishes because he is not the doer. If he were the doer, then he too would bind karma. But because he is not a doer, he can do whatever he chooses. page 99. You should do alochana to your guru. Your final guru is your Dada Bhagwan, the fully awakened self within you. I merely show you the way. Now that I have shown you your final guru, he will continue to answer your questions, and that is why he is Dada Bhagwan. However, until he takes over being your living internal Lord, you may consider this Dada and the Lord within as your pure soul and pure self. When he becomes established within you, the answers will come from within. Ultimately, he will be fully enlightened. If you hide things from the Gnani Purush, it will hinder you. People do pratikraman in order to bring things out into the open. That man brought so much baggage with him, and he came here to confess everything. What happens when you try to hide things? Your faults will remain hidden, and they will double. You ought to have the same familiarity with pratikraman as you do with a woman. Just as you cannot forget a woman, in the same manner, you cannot forget to do pratikraman. All day long, you should keep asking for forgiveness. You should make it a habit to ask for forgiveness, but instead you make it a habit to see faults in others. You should start the sacrificial fire of intense pratikraman for whomever you have had excessive atikraman aggression with. You have done so many atikramans, and all these problems you have are because you have not done pratikraman. This pratikraman is my most subtle discovery. If you can understand this discovery of pratikraman, then you will not have any problems with anyone. Questioner, my list of faults is very long, Dada. Page 100, Dada Shri. If it is long, then for the 100 different kinds of faults with just one person, you should do collective pratikraman. Questioner, it will be better if this drama of life comes to an end quickly. Dada Shri, why do you say such a thing? Questioner, you were in this town for 20 days and I was not able to come to even one of your satsang. Dada Shri, do you have to bring your life to an end for that? You have come to know Dada Bhagavan through this body of yours, so you should be indebted to it. You must take care of it. You have to take whatever medicine that is necessary to care for it. It is through this body that you have met Dada. You have lost countless bodies. All of them were wasted. This body has become a friend because you met Dada through it. So look after it. Tonight, do pratikraman for having spoken this way.